Hello.
Hi Ben, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad we finally made this happen. It's so funny because, by the way, like when I got the email about your EP and about the music, obviously I know who you are. You've been in so many things, movies, I mean everything, TV shows. But I was like, oh my gosh, he can sing. Like he can really sing. And then I started going through all your covers and I couldn't believe how beautiful your voice was. And then
Oh,
now we
thank
have
you
this
so much.
EP.
Yeah, the covers
Yes.
were my litmus test. They were sort of my dipping my toe in the water, having had a few false starts of it 20 years ago. I signed with Simon Fuller and I was going to sing some jazz, and then 20 years later I finally sort of, getting towards finding my sound and what it would be that I would have to say. And that, I think I ascribe a lot of that to the identity crisis that we all had during the pandemic, and with all the time on our hands and sort of
Totally.
all these important things of trying to discover what it is we want to do when everything opens up, like given freedom of choice to, how do we want to use that precious time? And I think that this was an important thing for me. And I realized that putting music out into the world, when you put music out, it's called a release.
Right.
And for me, it was certainly something I've been holding on to for 20 years. And finally, I've released something that I made into the world. And that feels extremely energizing and empowering in a very sort of, just real and personal way.
Absolutely. It's so funny to say that. I feel like every artist that I talked to, by the way, obviously, like everything that had happened over the last year and a half, 2 years with quarantine and all of that, we were talking about how people have had to kind of like hit this pause on their life and be like, okay, wait, now I really have to figure out like what makes me happy. What are the things that I really want to try and do? And so I love that you found music and you really decided like, okay, this is really what I want to try and do right now. But it's so funny. I feel like so many of us have had to have that like self-discovery during this last year and a half.
And for me, I think it was mainly about taking ownership of the kind of person that I actually am and the kind of things
Right.
that I would want to talk about the sort of like empathy and the gray areas of life where you're trying to see things from different people's sides and having sort of endless hope, even if people tell you shouldn't. And sort of those things which are not necessarily very cool. And even the sound of the music, there's a very nostalgic
Right.
quality to it, I think, which is certainly on purpose. The music that I kind of grew up with and the music that I still am very sort of magnetized to. Freeing myself from the burden of feeling like I have to conform and to something that feels cool or that I think might be popular, and just sort of doing what I love
Absolutely.
and seeing the reactions to the song coming out and people dancing in their bedrooms and kitchens to it and doing covers of it within minutes of it being out. It's just that stuff, I never thought about it, and it feels like being hugged.
When it's dark, I'll try not to ask you why. Sang and skipped a beat, and when I sleep, my soul you keep.
Chart spotlight.
Where do you draw your inspiration for your music, by the way? Like when you decided, like, okay, I really want to like go for it, put out the EP, put out the music, like where did you even begin for this project?
So I think it wasn't sort of consciously beginning for this project. It was just in general, this sort of search to know what I would sound like, having in various films played musicians and sort of southern folk street buskers and 80s failed rock stars. And even when I
Yes.
was in high school, I would do Sinatra tribute concerts and Stevie Wonder soul nights and all of these things, which weren't actually me, but because I loved the music and was drawn to it. And I think there's been this much longer search of what my sound would be. And it's influenced by so many things. My dad raised me on a strict diet of Beatles and Stones and Queen and The Who and,
Yeah.
Doobie Brothers and all of that stuff. And a lot of that has sort of landed, but I would scratch about in the back of his vinyl looking for the Ray Charles and the Stevie Wonder and all of that, and even some of the sort of Rat Pack and all of that. So I think it's kind of influenced by a lot of different things. I get inspiration from everywhere, but I'm wary of trying to copy too much because I will fall short unless I just do what it is that I want to do. And I'm drawn to stories about hope in my own life as well. So I wanted to start telling stories that are hopeful in from my own life. It could have been called Songs About Hope, but I love Donny Hathaway too much, so Songs for You is what I ended up calling it.
Yeah. Okay, can we talk about the meaning behind the song 1111, by the way?
I think I like songs which have a sort of like a broad concept in terms of the feeling that they're about. And that is obviously a specific feeling about, you know, being kept from someone or being apart from someone, but genuinely having that real kind of love in you that all you can do is hope that they find their way. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of a vaguely sacrificial feeling because it might cause you pain, but you would rather that they find their way than you do. And I think that that was a sort of a beautiful idea of a specific feeling that probably a lot of people have found when you're supposed to be resentful of someone or you're supposed to be something, but actually what you're doing is finding the love, finding the joy in a world, which is a very powering thing. Mm-hmm. If you can find that. So it's sort of about that. And then it's sort of layered with, there's a syndrome called Bader-Meinhof syndrome, which is this thing about when someone tells you about something, you then see it everywhere. And I learned about this sort of 11-11 being, you know, if you see it's 11-11 on a clock, you make a wish. And it became a thing that I saw always, all the time. Right. And I would sort of stop and like make a wish for someone if I saw that, like kind of just out of habit. And I was like, that's a nice, I like songs that have things that are specific in them. Mm-hmm. And then broader things. But until you release it and let go so that it can mean something for someone else or to someone else, that to me is where music finds its power.
Chart Spotlight.
Ben, this has been such a great conversation, by the way. I love, love, love how just passionate you are. I think it's very exciting because for somebody like you who has such a successful career in acting and people know who you are and you're such a familiar face, I think to kind of really go on this journey and start something fresh a little bit, even though music's always been a part of your life, I think it's just really fun and really exciting. And I just love just how passionately you've spoken about everything today. I think it gets people really excited to even want to dive into it because of how much you put of yourself into this.
Thank you. Well, the other word that's been on my mind recently, apart from releasing music, is the other thing we do with music is we share it.
And absolutely.
And it was just time. I didn't want to end up an old man who never shared his songs with whoever finds their way to them. So I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me about why.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, as things continue, I know you're busy working always, but as things progress forward with music and all of that, you'll always have a platform here on Apple to just drop in, talk
Thank
about
you
it,
so
share
much.
The music. Always, always, always.
You're so lovely. Thank you.
Congratulations on everything. And thank you so much for taking the time. I'm glad that we finally got to chat.
Yeah, it was lovely. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye, Ben.
Cheers.